Now let us turn on our Bibles to the book of James, chapter, the last couple verses of chapter 1.
好，我们接下来一同我们翻到雅各书最后的几节圣经。
You remember that James has been writing to a church that has been scattered all over the place.
我们记得说雅各他写这份书信是给那些分散到各个地方的教会。
In the beginning, he started out with telling us to count all joy the trials that we go through.
他一开始就说到我们要在百般的试炼中要以为有喜乐。
Because the testing of our faith produces perseverance.
因为叫我们信心的试炼能够叫我们里面产生忍耐。
And perseverance, when it has done its work, makes us perfect in Christ.
而忍耐完成他的工作，就可以叫我们得以完全，就像基督一样。
But in order to have this mindset of rejoicing in our trials, we need wisdom from God.
但是要叫我们的态度和观念里面，能够让我们在试炼中得以喜乐，我们就需要由神而来的智慧。
And wisdom we saw is the application of the knowledge of God.
而智慧我们看见说它就是对于神智慧的一个应用。
And the knowledge of God we obtain from God's word.
而对神的知识要从神而来。
And so therefore we need to be quick to listen to the word of God.
所以我们要对神的话要快快的听。
But then James has warned us that we can't just listen to the word of God, we also have to do what it says.
但是雅各同时也提醒我们说，我们不仅仅是要听，我们要去做他所说的。
Because if we just listen and don't do, we've deceived ourselves.
因为如果我们只是听而不做的话，就是在欺哄自己。
We're lying to ourselves because we haven't really listened to the word of God.
我们就像欺骗自己，因为我们其实并没有真正听进去神的话。
So we pick it up in James chapter 1, verse 26.
所以我们今天会从一章二十六节开始讲起。
If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless.
若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
You might wonder why James is now talking about religion.
你可能会觉得很好奇，为什么雅各这边突然说到虔诚？
He hasn't used that word before.
他之前可没有用过这个词。
How does that connect with doing?The word of God.
那么这个字是如何跟行神的话相关联呢？
Religion is the external and observable qualities of a life of faith in Christ.
我们知道虔诚它其实是我们在与基督生命相关联的时候的一个外在的素质和表现。
In essence, having religion is...Doing the word of God.
也就是说，如果我们虔诚的话，我们就会行神的话。
And James says that our speech indicates whether we are doing the word of God.
而雅各告诉我们说，其实我们所说的话就足以证明我们是否行神的话。
Our speech is one of the most external and observable qualities of our life.
因为我们所讲的话其实是一个外在的体现，能够体现出我们里面的生命。
And Jesus says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
而耶稣告诉我们说，我们心里面所存的，我们嘴里就说出来。
So therefore, our words are a good indication of whether we have God's word in us.
所以我们嘴巴里面所说的话，其实就可以看见我们是否有神的话语在我们里面。
And whether we are truly doing the word of God.
我们是否真的行神的道。
But James will talk about this more in James chapter 3.
但是雅各其实在他第三章的时候也有说到。
So verse 27.
在二十七节。
Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
一章二十七节，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
Along with guarding our tongues, there's some other evidence that shows us to be doers of the word of God.
除了我们嘴巴上说的话以外，其实还有一些的证据可以证明我们行神的道。
And that is to look after orphans and widows.
那就是要看顾孤儿和寡妇。
Why specifically orphans and widows?
为什么他突然这边专门提到孤儿和寡妇呢？
Because in the ancient world, orphans and widows were those that were helpless.
因为其实在古代的时候，孤儿和寡妇在那个时候是最无助的。
They had no family to depend on.
他们没有家庭叫他们能够依靠。
They truly were all alone.
因为他们真的只能靠他自己。
And so the only one they could depend on was God himself.
所以这个时候他所能依靠的就是神他自己。
And that is why God cares for these groups the most.
所以神对于这一般的人他特别的照顾。
And if you look through the pages of scripture, you see the immense care and heart that God has for these groups of people.
所以当我们自己通读圣经的时候，我们就看到神对着这一般人他有一个特别的看顾的心。
And because it is in God's word, if we listen and we do the word of God, we too will be in the position to help those who are in need.
所以如果我们去读神的话，去行神的话的话，我们自己也会特别去看顾这一般的人。
But not only are there external evidences of being a doer of the word of God, but there's also an internal evidence.
除了这些外在的证据能够看见我们行神的话，其实在我们里面也有一些内在的证据。
And that is to keep yourself from being polluted by the world.
那也就是保守自己不沾染世俗。
To resist the influences of the world around us.
叫我们能够去抵抗那世界而来的污染。
To resist the pride of life.
叫我们能够抵抗生命里面的骄傲。
To resist the lust of the eyes.
抵抗从眼睛来的私欲。
And to resist the temptations on our flesh.
去抵制我们身体而来的一些诱惑。
And so the next section, James wants to draw our attention specifically to one aspect of doing the word of God.
那么接下来的话，雅各特别讲到一点。说到我们要如何行神的话。
James chapter 2 verse 1.
第二章的第一节。
My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism.
我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按着外貌待人。
Now the Greek word for favoritism, or some translations say partiality, means to respect the person.
这边不按外貌待人，其实在或者说纯偏见，其实在古希腊里面，它的意思是要去尊重一个人。
But this has a negative connotation.
但是这里面也有一些负面的情况。
It means you just pay attention or you judge a person on their external conditions.
也就是说我们判断一个人是按着他外在的情况。
So in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy, we see this word is used to describe one of God's characteristics.
我们也在旧约的生命记里面也看到说也用这个词来形容神的一个性情。
In Deuteronomy 10:17, it says, For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes.
在生命记十章第十七节说到，因为耶和华你们的神，他是万神之神，万主之主，至大的神，大有能力，大可而为，大而可畏，不以貌取人，也不受贿赂。
That God is a God who sees past our external circumstances.
所以这样的神，他能够看见我们内在的一些情况。
And not only does he not discriminate against us because of our external conditions, but he also doesn't judge us favorably because of our external conditions.
神他不但透过我们的外貌而启示我们，他甚至不会因着我们的外貌而产生偏见。
And so we see this when David is chosen to be the next king of Israel.
所以我们就想到当大卫被拣选做以色列的王的时候，
and his other brothers looked better and stronger.
他的其他弟兄们看上去要比他来的更加的健壮，更加的美丽。
But God says, I look at the heart.
但是神却说，我是看他的心。
But for us humans, we always judge according to what we see.
但是我们作为人，我们总是用我们的眼睛来断定一些事物。
We do this each and every day.
我们每一天都做这样的事情。
In fact, we do it so often, we might think, James, why are you making such a big deal out of this?
因为我们如此经常的去做这个事情，叫我们好像好奇说，哎，雅哥，你为什么要在这边好像把这个当成一件大事来说？
Although it may seem like a very minor thing, the way that James introduces it definitely reveals that it is not minor.
虽然说我们看上去好像这只是一件小事，但是透过雅哥在这边向我们所说的话，我们就看见说这绝对不是一件小事。
Why does he say we should not show favoritism?
为什么他这边说不可按着外貌待人呢？
It says because we are believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ.
那是因为说我们是在我们主荣耀的主基督里面的。
The very fact of believing in Jesus means we cannot show favoritism.
我们能够信我们的主耶稣基督，也就意味着我们不可以按着外貌待人。
We've already seen that favoritism is against God's character in the Old Testament.
因为我们看到在旧约里面就可以看到说，按着外貌待人其实是与神的性情相左的。
But when James uses that word glory to describe Jesus, he's talking more than justJesus as being great and majestic.
当这边用荣耀来描述我们的主耶稣基督的时候，他讲到的不仅仅是我们的主，他很伟大，他何等的尊荣而已。
In Timothy 2:13 says, "While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ."
在提多书二章十三节说到，等候所盼望的福。并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
1 Peter 4:13 says, But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed.
在彼得前书四章十三节说到，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
We see connected in these two verses a connection with glory with Jesus' return.
所以我们这边看到这两节有个关系，那就是讲到荣耀与基督的再来发生的关系。
And so when James is telling us to not show favoritism because our Jesus is glorious, he's talking also about Jesus' return.
所以当雅各这边说到我们不可按着外貌待人，是因着主耶稣基督的荣耀，其实也是在讲到主耶稣的再来。
Because we have a Jesus that is glorious and he is returning, we cannot show favoritism.
因着我们主耶稣基督他是荣耀的，并且他要再来，所以我们不可按着外貌待人。
In other words, from Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1, not showing favoritism is living a life worthy of the calling that we have received.
所以在以弗所书四章一节这边就讲到，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召所蒙召的恩相称。
So one of the Bible scholars said this.
所以其中有一位的圣经学者他这么说。
Thus, those who hold the faith of our glorious Lord with partiality are not debasing just any belief, but rather a faith commitment in the one exalted Lord Jesus, whose glory will be fully revealed in eschatological judgments.
因此那些相信荣耀主的人若对人有偏见，他不仅是贬低了信仰的价值，更是贬低了那将要在末世审判中显现的真实相信并高举耶稣者的荣耀。
This is not something just lightly to be taken.
所以这个我们绝对不能够轻忽它。
Showing partiality debases the very faith that we claim.
如果存在偏见按外貌待人，这就贬低了我们的信仰。
And James gives an example.
所以雅各这边告诉我们一个例子。
Verse 2，
在第二节。
Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also comes in.
若有一个人戴着金戒指，穿着华美衣服，进你们的会堂去，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏衣服也进去。
If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand here or sit on the floor by my feet."
你们就看中那穿华美衣服的人说，请坐在这好位上，又对那穷人说，你站在那里或坐在我的脚凳下边。
Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？
So he uses that word suppose in verse 2.
所以在第二节的时候，这边用到了一个字，英文里面叫 suppose， 中文是若。
And so he's bringing forth a hypothetical example.
所以他这边是用假设性的讲到了这个例子。
But this hypothetical situation is all too real.
但是虽然说这只是一个假设的例子，但它其实十分的真实。
Two visitors show up to church one day.
有两个人来到教堂。
And one is dressed very well.
有一个穿着华美的衣服。
He's very clean and well groomed.
他十分的干净，而且整理得很清楚。
And we show him in and give him a good seat.
所以我们就带着他进到教堂里面，并且给他安排了一个好的座位。
But then someone else comes in and his clothes are not so nice.
但是同时又有另外一个人进来，他穿的衣服并没有这么的好。
Maybe he smells a little bit.
或许他身上还有一些的味道。
Maybe his hair is not combed, it's not cut, maybe it's long.
或许他的头发也没有好好的整理过，很长。
And we would say, well, lots of the seats are taken already. Let's set up an extra chair here at the back for you.
或许我们就会对他说，哎呀啊，我们的椅子好像都占满了，那么我在这边给你放一个位置好了。
Doesn't that sound like something that could happen even in our own church?
有没有觉得说这样的情况好像是会发生，即使是在我们自己的教会里面？
Because unfortunately, even our church, even Chinese churches, even CT are not immune to favoritism.
因为其实就算是我们的教会，我们也没有办法能够完全脱离偏见。
We judge people according to their hairstyles or their hair lengths.
我们也会通过他的发型或者他头发的长度就判断这个人。
We judge people according to their race and the color of their skin.
我们甚至也会因着他的种族、他的肤色而对他产生判断。
We judge people by the language they speak.
我们也会判断他的语言。
We judge people according to how much they make in their income.
我们也会因着他的收入多少而对他有所判断。
We are always acting as judges of other people.
因为我们通常总是作为别人的一个审判官。
But James says that you have discriminated amongst yourself and have become judges with evil thoughts.
所以雅各就告诉我们，在你们中间，你们成为彼此的审判官，因此就产生了一些恶意。
And he's going to give two arguments to why this is so.
所以雅各在这边用了两个例子来告诉他们为什么是这样的。
First is going to be the argument from logic.
第一个他会从逻辑的角度来证明这一点。
And then secondly is going to be the argument from scripture.
那么第二个他会透过圣经来证明。
So starting in verse 5 is the argument from logic.
所以从第五节开始他就开始用逻辑来论证。
Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him?
我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？
But you have insulted the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court?
你们反倒羞辱贫穷人，那富足人岂不是欺压你们，拉你们到公堂去吗？
Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong?
他们不是亵渎你们所敬奉的尊名吗？
In olden days and even in churches, there is an association between rich and poor.
其实在历史上在教会里面也是常常在穷人和富人中间总是产生一些关系。
And there's a reason why being poor is associated with godliness, but being rich is associated with godlessness.
我们常常好像会有个观念说到穷人他常常会就比较不那么的属神，不那么的属灵，而富人的话穷人的话他是比较属灵的，而富足的人他常常不是那么的属灵。
Now of course the amount of money that we have is no indication whether we believe in God or not.
当然我们是否富足其实对于我们是否属灵其实没有什么关系。
But generally, the rich are the people who oppress the poor, and those who get oppressed are the poor.
但是在这边我们就看到说，这个富足的人他反而会去欺压那些穷人。
In general, the rich act wickedly, and the poor.Draw close to God because they have no one else to depend on.
所以通常情况下来讲的话，这个富足的人，他总是好像做的事情都比较恶。那么穷人的话，因为他没有什么可依靠的，所以他常常跟神的关系会更加的靠近。
We see this in the story of Jesus and the rich young ruler.
我们通过耶稣在与妇人的这个故事里面，我们就看到了这个情况。
And the lesson at the end of it that his disciples see is how difficult it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
所以在那个故事的结尾，我们就看到说，富足的人他进了神的国是何等的难呢？
And it is only because of God's miraculous hand that any of those that are rich are in the kingdom in the first place.
所以那边就讲到说，这些富足的人他可以进神的国，乃是因着神他奇妙的大能。
So James says it doesn't make sense for Christians to treat the rich man better and the poor man worse.
所以雅各就告诉我们说，这其实是不合理的，叫我们去抬高那些富足的人。
In fact, it should be the other way around.
事实上应该是相反的。
The church should be treating the poor man better and condemning the rich man's wickedness.
教会应该要能够去更好的对待那些贫困的人，而不是对着这些富足的人。
But like the example that James gives, the church very rarely calls out the wickedness of the rich.
但是雅各书这边所讲到的，当时的教会，他们常常对着富足的人，他们所行的恶事，却常常只字不提。
And very rarely does the church treat the poor man better.
也很少看见教会对着这些穷人能够好好的对待。
The New Testament scholar Peter Davids in his commentary on James writes this.
新约圣经的学者彼得大卫在他对雅各书的这个注解中，他就说到，
The Christians do not simply discriminate against the poor, but they do so in favor of the rich.This means that they are siding with the very class which both historically and at present persecutes the impoverished believer. They have made the church into a tool of persecution. They have, in effect, sided with the devil against God.
他说到说，基督徒的偏见并不是简单的对穷人的歧视，而是表现在对有钱人的偏爱。这就意味着他们透过包括在历史上与现今，他们倾向于富足阶层，从而迫害了穷困的信徒。他们叫教会成了一个迫害的工具。他们事实上偏向了恶者，而与神为敌。
Now you may think this evaluation of the church is too harsh.
当我们看到这段话的时候，就觉得说他对教会的这个评估好像特别的难。
But if we look back in the history of the church, you see that it is definitely not.
但是如果我们回去看我们教会的历史的话，你会发现其实它完全一点都不会太过。
And that as a church, there are many things that the church needs to repent of.
因为教会作为教会，其实有很多的事情是需要悔改的。
Because what we think is just a little bit of favoritism,has dishonored God in a big way.
因为如果我们作为教会，我们产生偏见的话，即使是一点点的偏见，也是叫神的荣耀亏损。
One example is from slavery in the United States.
而其中的一个例子的话，我们看见说就是美国的这个俘虏史。
Jamar Tisby in his book The Color of Compromise writes this.
一个叫 Jamar Tisby 的人在他的一本书里面就说到，
Historically speaking, when faced with a choice between racism and equality, the American church has tended to practice a complicit Christianity rather than a courageous Christianity. They choose comfort over constructive conflict and in so doing created and maintained a status quo of injustice.
从历史的角度来说，当面对种族主义和平等主义的选择的时候，美国教会倾向于实行与世一致的教会，而不是更有勇气的教会。他们选择了舒适过于有建设性的冲突，因此而制造并维持了一个不义的现状。
In other words, looking at slavery in the U.S., some churches stood up for slaves.
所以我们就看到说，其实美国的一些教会，对于这个奴隶的这个事情，他们常常还是持于正面的这个观念。
But most churches either supported slavery or said nothing.
但是呢，在那个时候，其实大部分的教会，他们其实是支持这个奴隶制的，或者他们根本就不说话。
Another example that we have is from Germany.
另外一个例子呢，就是我们来看到这个德国。
The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum has an encyclopedia, the Holocaust Encyclopedia online that I was looking through this week.
这周的时候，我看到了一些关于纳粹德国的一些事情。他说到就是美国大屠杀纪念博物馆的大屠杀百科全书里面，他有一篇的文章专门提到这个基督教教会。
And I was reading through the whole article about how the church acted during Nazi Germany, and it gives the response in two words.
我看这一整篇的文章的时候，他讲到我们那个时候的教会是怎样对待这个纳粹的这些行动。那么他总共就用两句话来总结他的观点。
It sums up the Christian response as silence and complicity.
他就用两个字，这两个字，第一个字是安静，就没有任何的话。第二个呢，就是讲到与世一致。
That is in the face of a rising nationalism that led to the death of almost 20 million people, the church said nothing.
而所以对于当时这个启示和大屠杀导致的200万的生命的丧失，当时的教会却居然一字不提。
And we might say these are extreme examples.
我们可能会说这个只是一些比较极端的例子了。
But these are outworkings of favoritism.
但是这个就可以看见教会的一些偏见的情况。
Judging people by their external conditions.
去判断一些人透过他的外貌来判断这些的人。
Or as James says, discriminating, becoming judges with evil thoughts.
而或者说按着雅各这边的话是说，是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人。
The next argument he gives is the argument from Scripture.
接下来他用圣经里面的话语来论证他的观点。
Verse 8, if you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right.
第八节说到，经上记着说，爱人要爱人如己。你们若全守这至尊的律法，才是好的。
But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers.
但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯法的。
For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it.
因为凡遵守律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了重条。
For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but you do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker.
原来那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人，你就是不奸淫却杀人，仍是成了犯律法的。
The argument from Scripture is based on Leviticus 19:18.
这边从圣经的角度来论证观点的话，其实是出自于利未记的19:18.
Which says, do not seek revenge or bear grudge against another among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
这边说到不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己，我是耶和华。
Love your neighbor as yourself is cited 6 times in the Gospels and 2 times in the epistles.
其实在这个爱人如己的话，在 这个福音书里面曾经被引用过六次，在书信里面也被引用过两次。
And James not only refers to this command as scripture, but as royal law.
所以雅各其实在这边把这个神的命令，他不仅仅是说这个是只是从圣经而来的，他甚至用至尊的律法来描述它。
This is the direct command from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
这个是从我们万主之主、万王之王的神而来的直接的命令。
And favoritism is the exact opposite of the command to love your neighbor.
而按外貌待人是与这个完全相反的。
They are exact opposite. They are mutually exclusive.
这两个其实它不但是完全的相反，它甚至是互相排斥的。
In other words, there is no way to show favoritism and also keep the command to love your neighbor.
也就是说，你完全没有办法保持偏见，却同时能够爱人如己。
And so when we show favoritism, we are breaking God's law.
也就是说，当我们存在偏见的时候，我们就在犯神的律法。
And James says that when we break one law, we have broken the whole of the law.
雅各他告诉我们说，如果我们只是犯了一条律法，我们就是犯了整本的律法。
Now, of course, we may think it is minor, this thing, this little thing, favoritism.
有时候我们会觉得说，哦，存在偏见，它只是一件小事而已。
But that doesn't change the fact that if we show favoritism,We are law breakers.
但是它却不能够改变一个事实，就是说，当我们保持偏见，我们就是犯了律法的。
It puts us at odds with the law maker.
这也就叫我们与那制造律法者无法相合。
Now God's law is not like the imperfect law that we have.On this earth, the laws of man.
神的律法跟这个世界上存在的那些不完全的人所制造的律法是不一样的。
God's law reflects God's character.
因为神的律法乃是彰显他的性情。
When we go counter his laws, we go counter God's very character.
所以当我们违背律法的时候，其实我们就是在违背神的性情。
So in other words, when we show favoritism, we are making ourselves to look less like Christ.
所以当我们保持偏见的时候，其实就叫我们更加的不像基督。
And this is the exact reason that James said we could rejoice in trials, because they bring us and lead us to be more like Jesus.
所以雅各才告诉我们说，我们在各样的试炼里面要喜乐。因着这可以叫我们与基督更像。
But when we show favoritism, we work at the opposite purpose of God's work in our lives.
所以当我们产生偏见的时候，其实就与神在我们身上的工作相左。
So how should we live?
那么我们要如何活出来呢？
James summarizes it in the last two verses.
雅各在最后第二章的最后两节里面，他就给了一个总结。
Verse 12, speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom.
你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判，就该照这律法说话行事。
Because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判，怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
To speak and act represents all that we do.
这边讲到说话行事，它其实就代表了我们所做的一切的事。
So everything we do should be brought under that law of freedom.
所以不论我们做什么事情，都应当要在这自由的律法底下的。
Now, oftentimes when we think of the law of freedom, that sounds good.
当我们讲到这个使人自由之律法的时候，我们第一个反应常常会觉得说，哎，这其实是一件好事。
But yet James says this law not only brings freedom, but it also brings judgments.
但是雅各却提醒我们说，这个使人自由的律法，它不只是给人带来自由，但同时也给我们带来审判。
That even though we are saved in Christ and our sins are put upon Him, we are still going to be judged by what we do.
所以即使我们因着耶稣基督被救赎，我们的罪都在他身上被担当，但是同时我们也要接受审判。
And so one day we are going to have to come face to face before this Jesus who's going to judge us.
所以有一天我们要与这位审判我们的主面对面。
And he is going to look for his character in us.
所以他那个时候就在我们里面去寻找他自己的性情。
He's going to look for whether we have been merciful.
他会去寻找在我们里面是否有怜悯。
In the Beatitudes, Jesus says, Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
在山上的八福里面，就讲到说，怜悯的人是有福的，因为他们必蒙连续。
Or in Matthew chapter 25, he gives the story of the sheep and the goats.
或者在马太福音的二十五章那边就讲到这个山羊和绵羊的事情。
That Jesus is going to separate people according to how they acted.
神主他会根据人如何的反应将他们分成两个部分。
Now of course this may strike us strike us badly because we've always been taught salvation is in Jesus alone.
但是这个好像对我们产生一定的冲击，因为我们总是被告知说，我们的救赎乃是基于神的救恩。
And James is going to get more into this next time we look at James.
雅各的话，他其实在接下来的经文里面，他叫我们会更多的去了解这些事情。
But James has already said, true faith in Jesus is a faith that is lived out.
雅各也告诉我们说，在基督里面真实的信心应该是可以活出来的。
That we can't just be listeners, we need to be doers of the word of God.
我们不能够只是做一个听道者，我们应当做神话的行道者。
And so it's so important that we do God's word by loving others.
所以我们这个对我们来说是极其重要的，叫我们能够做神的行道者。
John himself in his first epistle can say that if we don't love our brothers and sisters, we don't have the love of God in us.
所以这个约翰在他的约翰一书里面就跟我们说到，如果说我们不爱我们的弟兄和姊妹的话，那我们就没有爱神的心。
That the importance of mercy in human relationships is so essential because mercy is a direct indicator of repentance.Toward God.
我们今天能够存着一个怜悯的心，它是极其重要的，因为我们对别人存怜悯，也就意味着我们对神有悔改。
So this brings us back to last month's point.
所以这个就把我们拉回到我们上个月所讲到的一个点。
That God calls his people not just to be good listeners of his word, but to be good doers.
神呼召我们并不是只是叫我们作为一个听道者，而是做一个行道者。
To not let the words of scripture stay on the page, but to bring them to life through our lives, through our words and through our actions.
我们不应该将神的话仅仅留在圣经里面，而是要让他的话在我们的生命和生活当中展现出来。
And God's word says that we must not be judges over people'sExternal conditions, but to love our neighbors.
所以神的话就告诉我们，我们不应该按着别人的外貌来判断人，而是叫我们能够爱人如己。
Who is our neighbor?
那么谁才是我们的邻舍呢？
It's anyone we meet.
这乃是说到我们所遇到的所有人。
It's anyone who is in need.
所有在需要中的人。
Anyone who is oppressed.
所有被欺压的人。
Anyone who is suffering.
所有在承受痛苦的人。
Anyone who was made in the image of God.
所有那些照着神形象所被造的人。
And if we show love instead of favoritism, mercy instead of judgment, then we will be truly doers of the word of God.
如果我们能够用爱来代替偏见，我们如果能够用怜悯来代替审判，那么我们才是真正成为神话的行道者。
Let's pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word is true and effective.
亲爱的天父，我们知道你的话是真的，并且是有效的。
We thank you that it cuts sharper than any double-edged sword.
我们知道你的话比任何两刃的利剑更加的锋利。
And Lord, it is not comfortable when we are shown our sins, but you do it because you desire us to be perfect.
主啊，我们知道说，当你叫我们的罪被显见的时候，我们可能不觉得舒服，主啊，但是你是为着要叫我们得以完全。
I pray, Lord, that you would reveal to us the ways that we have been showing favoritism to others.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你叫我们看见我们对着别人存在偏见。
And to take this issue of favoritism as seriously as God's word does.
叫我们能够对着这个存偏见的事情能够认真的对待。
Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you would forgive your church.
主啊，我们恳求你来赦免你自己的教会。
Because oftentimes we have been judges with evil intentions.
因为我们常常用恶意来审判。
We have exalted the wicked and put down the poor.
主啊，因为我们常常高举那些行恶的，而去欺压那些穷苦的。
We have not viewed people with your eyes.
我们并没有用你自己的眼光去看人。
We have not seen them as people that you love.
主啊，我们常常没有看到这些人乃是被你所爱的。
Lord, forgive us.
主啊，我们恳求你来赦免我们。
Lord, give us that vision that we can see people as those that should be loved.
主啊，给我们一个眼光，叫我们看见这些人，他们是值得被爱的。
And help us reach out to be doers of your word.
主啊，也帮助我们能够成为你话语的行道者。
And we thank you in Jesus' name.
我们一同祷告，是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.